Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesdays through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own associate pastor, Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a word. Amen. So our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. So at this time, I just want to say a short prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry will grow in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Amen.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come glory, God is worthy.
in the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
I'm
Elohim, you are the strong creator God. In you, I find all of the components of everything you have ever created. Your great imagination gave the elephant its long trunk and the leopard its spots. By your strong arm, the ocean depths were first measured and the mountains rose. You chose what color the sky would be and how the earth would feed itself, even bringing life through death as a seed dies before towering into a tree. I praise you for the greatness of your creative power, prowess, and ingenuity. I adore you for the fullness of your power, and I honor you for how you have made all things, even the miniature, work together to populate your great creation that we call Earth. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a word. Amen. Our call-in number is 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to play another selection while we're waiting.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Be the center and say, Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus. Jesus, be the center of your church. Jesus, be the center of your church. And every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess you, Jesus.
Ah!
Jesus.
Together we fill up the basket with our tithes and offerings to give because we love and we want to be a part in the building of God's kingdom on earth. You can send your love gift offerings to House of Vanessa Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. For God loves a cheerful giver. In Hebrew, it is said, Baruch ata Adonai Elohino melech ha'olam, Sheheko nihiya bivaro, Sheheko bara likvodo, Shetamit sukeh bivetro, Shekoko melech ha'olam, Beshemu v'dam Meshua Meshikenu. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings about everything by his word, who creates all for his glory, who always remembers his covenant, whose power fills the universe, in the name and blood of Jesus, our Messiah. Amen.
kingdom builder.
Thank you.
Now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, I am perpetually with you. And my scripture reading is coming from Matthew 6 and 34, and it says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen. John 10 and 10 says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Be to God. James 4, 13 through 15 says, now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Praise be to God. But he said, I am perpetually with you, taking care of you. That is the most important fact of your existence. I am not limited by time or space. My presence with you is a forever promise. You need not fear the future, for I am already there. Excuse me. When you make that quantum leap into eternity, you will find me awaiting you in heaven. Your future is in my hands. I release it to you day by day, moment by moment. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. I want you to live this day abundantly, seeing all there is to see, doing all there is to do. Don't be distracted by future concerns. Leave them to me. Each day of life is a glorious gift, but so few people know how to live within the confines of today. Much of their energy for abundant living spills over the timeline into tomorrow's worries or past regrets. Their remaining energy is sufficient only for limping through the day, not for living it to the full. I am training you to keep your focus on my presence in the present. This is how to receive abundant life, which flows freely from my throne of grace. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. Praise God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will bless our hearts with a word from God. Amen. So you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. In the meantime, I will play another selection.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's live life together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and He knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live, move, and have my being. Say it again. No matter what.
The problem may be,
He's in control,
and He knows everything.
How do you know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for He is my King.
He's in control
and He knows everything.
I have the victory, for
He is my King.
In Him I live, move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
the problem may be.
Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live,
if you believe that,
sing this with us. Let the people. Come on, listen. you.
Elohim, forgive us when we fail to recognize your creator's power. Forgive us for not stopping and being awed by your hand and the masterpiece of your creation. Forgive us for doubting where we should trust you, even when it comes to our own life, our health, and our purpose for living. We have not always seen you in the light of your greatness, and sometimes we make you seem much smaller than you truly are. For that, we are sorry. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. Help cometh from the Lord, Lord which made heaven and earth. He said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved, for that keepeth thee. He will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. And the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore, evermore.
My sister, see.
Sun shall not smite thee by day.
is what I told him. This is what I'm going to do.
Praise be to God. Jehovah, you are worthy of all praise and admiration. You are the God who made the heavens and the earth. You set the stars in their places and hung the moon where it was to remain. You rule over all, and yet you also seek a relationship with your creation. For that and much more, you are worthy of all praise and worship. We lift up your name, Jehovah, as we seek your face, and we honor you as you are seated on your throne above all. You are the great and mighty God who raises up kingdoms and subdues nations, your choosing. In your mercy, you sustain all life and passionately delight in our souls. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And as we're getting ready to go into our service for this evening, as soon as our speaker arrives. Amen. So while we are waiting, she should be with us shortly. I will play another selection, a very short one. Praise be to God.
I don't know when, I don't know when, I don't know how, but my God will deliver me. I don't know when, I don't know when, I don't know how, but my God will deliver me. Lord, I have no other hope. I have no other hope but you. I have no other hope but you. I have no other hope but you. When the dawn comes and there's no light in, and I'm feeling lost. I know you can deliver me, even if my heart breaks and my back's against the wall and there's no one here. Even then you can deliver me, 'cause Lord, I have no other hope but you.
Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening? And welcome to all of you on the line this evening. Amen.
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God.
No, you are not trying to get my heart to open up with that song. My goodness. I heard that. I thought, oh, she's trying to get me to preach. Oh, my gosh. That is one of my favorite songs. I have no other hope but you.
That's right.
My goodness, that ought to make everybody jump and shout right now, just knowing. And you ain't got hope in nobody else. You know you got it in him.
Amen.
This is going to be a good word this afternoon. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm jumping. I'm running. I'm leaving. I'm just enjoying what God is doing. But guess what? I'm enjoying what God is doing for others.
Amen.
For others.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a long talk with a young lady today, and I was looking in her eyes, and I was listening to God speaking to her through me. And I looked at her, and I said, oh, my goodness. If she only knew what you was getting ready to do for her, she'd be jumping and shouting. Matter of fact, she should jump and shout anyway before she knows. Yeah,
amen.
Praise him in advance. That's what we got to do.
Yes,
well, I'm going to get into this word because it is awesome. Before I do, I just want to give honor where honor is due. We thank God for the visionary of the line, Apostle Artie Wiggins, his lovely bride, Lady Nadine. Of course, our host, Evangelist Hilda.
She's doing the most, y'all.
She's doing that thing. God bless this awesome woman of God and everything that she does to make sure God's word has a platform and a smooth platform at that. You heard that song, so you know she's trying to create an atmosphere. So
amen.
We bless God for her and all that she does to keep this program up and running. We thank God for Apostle Jackson, Dr. Verlene Turner, Prophetess Washington. We thank God for Apostle Mother Wiggins. Woohoo! Awesome woman of God, still hanging in there. Sister Barbara, still hanging in, holding down the fort. We thank God for them. And last but surely not least, we thank God for the love of my life, Pastor Stephen DuBose. Awesome, awesome man of God. And I'm telling you right now, I'm praying his strength because he done took a beating today, y'all. He thought he was the energized bunny. Going, 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 going. God had to knock him down for him to sit down because he'd just keep going, 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 doing, 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 helping, helping, helping. And right now God says, I'm going to need you to get some rest, young man. And Stephen's like, oh, I'll get some rest later. He said, I'm going to need you to get some, I'll get some rest later. I'm going to need you to get some rest later. I'll get some rest. And before he could say later, God had to knock him down. So he gets some rest.
Right.
He's taking a time out, y'all. So
Amen.
We bless God for the man of God, and we pray continued strength into him. We bless God for what God is doing in his life and thank God that he gave him to me. Amen? Somebody
amen.
Better say amen because he gave him to
amen.
Me. So we bless God for him. This word that's coming for, let me back up. I told you I get to running. Plane still in the runway. I'm gone. Anyhow, we thank God for all of our listeners for tuning in. We don't take it lightly that you have given ear to hear what thus says the Lord through every one of us here on this platform. So thank God for all of you that have tuned in this afternoon, this evening, whatever time it is on your side of town. Thank you. I don't take it lightly. I bless God for all of your support and for trusting the God in me to build up the God in you. Amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to get into this word because it is good. It is good. I tell y'all, this is why it pays to just keep writing sermons and keep writing sermons and keep them in your back pocket. Because before I knew it, it was Thursday, and I said, oh, I didn't study another word. I reached down in between my car seats, and I dug out. So I said, oh. Thank you, God. And the other one was trying to come out, but it couldn't come out, and this one came out. So I bless God because he's an on-time God, even with his
Amen.
Word. Amen.
Amen.
Here we go. We are going to be, one of these days I'm going to get another Bluetooth, and it won't sound so funny, me jumping all around with the phone in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be coming for, I'm sorry, I'm going to get a serious Bluetooth. And y'all gonna say, wow, she done came up. We are going to be coming from Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Then we are going to come from John chapter 3, verse 16. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. John chapter 13. Verses 34 and 35. And Ephesians, wait a minute. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 3. And Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Amen. Y'all have to rock and roll with all these scriptures. Here we go.
Amen.
Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Can two walk together without agreeing where to go? That's the translation I have. Y'all might have something else. It may say, can two walk together unless they agree? This translation says, can two walk together without agreeing where to go? Amen. John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only, his one and only begotten son, that everyone who believe perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. John 13:34-35, a new commandment I give you. Love one another as I have loved. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. That's good right there. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must also love one another. Ooh, 35 says, by this everyone will know. Ooh, my goodness, God, I love you when you start feeding while I'm talking. Yes, sir. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. That's good stuff right there. Then we're going to drop down to 1 Corinthians 13:3-7. If I give all I possess to the poor and exult in the surrender of my body, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no account of wrongdoing. Love takes no pleasure evil, but rejoices in the truth. Woo! My goodness, it bears all things, believes all things, hopes for all things, endures all things. Now we're going to go on over to Ephesians 1 and 2, and that's the last one. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2 says, be imitators of God. Therefore, as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant sacrifice offering to God. Amen. Oh, may the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The title of this message, oh, my goodness, glory to God. It came from, I want to say her name is Deborah Love. I can't think of her name, but she has a song out, and every time I see this message, I know that that's what God is saying. It's the definition of true love. I'm glad he put in there true love. The definition of true love. You know why I love the fact that he put true love? Because everybody, we done got almost like the world, that we think things are cliche. And with that, we'll look at each other and go, well, I love you. Mm-hmm. I love you. I ain't got to like you. He never told me to like you. He just told me to love you. I said, wow. You know, because my thing is, I thought that what he said was love on them as I have loved on you, right? And every time I hear somebody say that, it just, it does something to me. It does something to me. He says, right, if you look at 13:34-35, he says, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. You've got to understand, he loved us to death, and not death the way everybody's thinking. Yeah, loving us to death, that he beat you to death because he loved you. That ain't love. Silly. Because love says you never would have put a hand on me. Come on now. That's not love, right? If God says of you, what day did God hurt you? Come on now. When did he slap you upside the face? When did he see you in need and not try to help you? When did he walk by without saying hello? Come on now. When did he look at you and not smile? Because every time he looks at me, he's smiling.
Amen.
No matter what I'm doing, yep. I look at him and go, okay, he, why he smiling? Because I know I'm doing wrong. Because you know why? His love doesn't change because I change.
That's right.
His love stays the way it is. Come on now. Yeah, don't you love it? I tell my kids, I tell people all the time, don't let who they are change who you are.
Amen.
So God doesn't let who, oh my goodness, glory to God. God does not let who we are change who we is. Yeah, because guess what? Then he wouldn't be God. He'd be us. Because that's what we do. One day we love you, the next day we don't like you, the next day we don't want to see you, the next day we act like we never met you. Come on now.
Right.
The next day you're talking to one another all crazy like. And God doesn't do that. He's a God that changes not. That means on Monday, he's going to look the same as he did on Sunday. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, he's going to look the same as he did on Saturday. On Wednesday, he's going to look the same as he did on Monday. He changes not. Mm-hmm. His love is real.
Amen.
That's why I'm so glad he said, let me show them the definition of true love. Because guess what? None of us knows how to show true love. Ooh, they said, what you mean? I know how to love. I say you ain't know how to love. I say you don't know how to show true love. True love is what he did, right? You know why I know we don't know how to show true love? Because he had to come down here and show us.
All right.
He showed us when you really love someone, you will die for them. And I know all of y'all going, she lost some money. Nobody try to die for nobody they love. I don't want to see them get hurt, but I'm not going to die for them. You know, I know that's what I said. I was sitting in my favorite orange, ugly, ugly chair.
Mm.
And, you know, I study in that chair for hours. I don't have it anymore, but I used to stand and study in that chair for 5, 6 hours, just sit in that chair. And one day, God asked me, would I die for him? I said, for me. I said, oh, God, why? I don't know what to think because he can read my thoughts. I said, I might as well tell the truth. I said, Lord, I don't want to die. He said, would you give your life up for me? I said, ooh, God. Okay, God, really, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. He said, when Jesus left heaven, he gave up his life for me. When he got put on the cross, he died for me. I didn't ask you to die. I asked you to give up your life for me. In other words, every plan that you have for your life, will you replace it for the plans that I have for your life?
Amen.
Oh, okay. I could do that. As I was to say, oh, okay, I could do that, is as hard as it is for us to do that. Because God makes plans. In fact, God has plans for our lives. But we have plans of our own, mm-hmm. right? And he's right. trying to remind us, from when you were in your mother's womb, I had plans for you. Where your plans came from, right? You saw how life was going, and you decided this is the plan, this is the route I'm going to take. And God says, I already gave you a route. Now you want to reroute yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting there going, no, Lord, I'm doing what you feel is best for me. No, if you're doing what I feel is best for you, then you would do what I do. Because
mm-hmm.
that's what's best for you, to be about your Father's business, seeing
Amen.
Souls come into the kingdom. And I know a lot of people going, well, wait a minute now. God wants us to have our own lives too, you know. It's not always about ministry. Sometimes we got to have a life of our own. Well, guess what? If you tend to your Father's business, he's going to make sure that he tends to yours, huh?
All right, now.
If you give the desires of your heart up to God, he will make sure you get every desire you ever, ever, ever desired. So that means those things that you desire, if you put them on the back burner and go after what God desires, he will make sure you get the desires of your heart. The Word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom. And all that is therein, why? They give you the desires of your heart, because if your ways are pleasing him, then guess what? He's going to reward you openly.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
For all that you're doing.
Thank you.
For him. Every sacrifice, everything you've given up, every time you've had somebody smack you side the head or step on your toe or do whatever they do and you want to come at them, and God said, hold your peace. Fight the battle. Huh? You know how many days that I and people say, why is she always crying? Because I can't open my mouth. That's why. So tears bubble in my eye because I can't say what I really want to say. Because those are the days when the Holy Ghost said, hold your peace, Kathy, hold your peace. And I'm going, but dang, it's not right. And then I get this message today when I thought I didn't have a word, and God said he always has a word. He is never without word. Oh, as a matter of fact, he is the word.
Come on. Yes.
Wow. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
So he's telling us. He has his only begotten son to die for us, right? So that whoever believes in him can have eternal life. He said whoever believes in him, so that lets us know everybody's not going to believe. So some people you don't need to waste your breath on because they're not going to believe. Everybody's not going to come.
Nope.
I've gotten to the point where I can share the word now, whether you take it or not, it does not matter because God says they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. I put it out there and I keep it moving.
There you go.
I keep it moving, right? And he also said, if you love one another the way God has loved us,
mm-hmm.
he said, in this way, everyone will know you're one of my disciples. Woo! That's going to hurt somebody's feelings. Because watch this. He said, if you love them the way that I have loved you, by this way, everyone will know that you're one of my disciples. Uh-oh, that's going to hurt somebody. Because guess what? Number one. We don't want to love one another the way God loves us. We can't even walk past each other in the morning and say good morning.
Come on,
we can't even look
right.
at each other.
That's
you know, knowing you done been at work all day long and seeing you ain't had nothing to eat and thinking that you what, just living on happiness? Come on now. And we go to the store, we buy a sandwich, we won't even think twice. Well, Bobby didn't come out for lunch. Let me grab a sandwich, an extra sandwich, just in case, and get in there and go, I got an extra sandwich, and I thought maybe you would want, oh, my God, thank you.
That's right.
Woo, because I could not get out.
All right.
So God knows that we're not going to love one another the way he loves us.
Amen.
He loves, watch this now. He loves us that when we deny him, when we step away from him, when we go against him, my goodness, he's still providing for us.
Yes, he is.
You say, I don't feel no blessings when I'm doing all that. Yes, you do, because he woke you up in the morning.
Come on now.
You still got a job. You still got a roof over your head. You still got food on your table. Come on now. Life, health, and strength.
Amen.
He's still blessing you, even when you're not being the nicest to him. So he knows that we don't know how to love the way he loves us, because all the stuff that he takes off us, we don't want to take it off one another. We want to give one another a piece of our mind. Oh,
true.
I'm not going to let her punk me. He ain't going to punk me. I'm about to tell him something. Okay, then what?
Exactly.
After you tell him, then what? Nine times out of ten, you tell it to the wrong person, you might be jobless. And you're sitting there going, well, I ain't going to let no boss talk to me all crazy and do whatever they want to do. Sometimes you got to.
Yes.
Not for them, for you. Why? Because God is not concerned with who they are when he's dealing with you. He's not dealing with you going, Kathy, let me see how Bobby's going to act. He's dealing with Kathy going, Kathy, I need to see how you're going to act when I allow this to come your way. I need to see if they're still going to be able to see me in you.
Mm-hmm.
And so all I can do is start crying. Because I said, Kathy trying to rise up. Yeah. But God told me to hold my peace. But he don't, I'm like, Lord, you don't hear how they talking to me? They coming at me all crazy. He said, so? Guess what? They don't belong to me, Kathy. He said, remember when I was in the garden, I said, let's make man in our own image. He said, that ain't my image. That's nothing I would do. So you know they don't belong to me acting like that.
All right. Now.
I said, wow. God, I love you. Because guess what? He says, be ye imitators of Christ. So if you're an imitator of God, as beloved children, walk in love. Just as Christ loved us enough, he gave himself up as a fragrant sacrificial offering, a sweet smelling savor.
Yes.
So you got to ask yourself, when you're doing things, when you're opening your mouth and saying things, is that a sweet smelling savor unto the Lord?
That's right.
Are you being an imitator of Christ? Because most of the time there's the truth be told and the truth is being told, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word, and the Word is the truth. So the truth is being told. So you know that when Jesus, when them folks was coming at Jesus, Jesus was going to walk with him. And sometimes he stopped and looked at him. Sometimes he got on the ground and started writing. He didn't have to open his mouth to defend himself.
That's right.
Because how about this? Silence speaks volumes at times.
Yes.
That's
but we
right,
don't think
does.
That. Because if we thought that, we would be quiet sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, sometimes I say, ooh, I hold it in, and then right at the wrong time, somebody will throw that one last pin at me, and I come back all crazy and go, oops, that was the wrong person. I done took it out on the wrong one, but they threw that last pin that just really made me go crazy.
Okay.
God is saying, Kathy, the accuser is standing before me going, Kathy's supposed to be a pastor? That's the one you sent to draw others into the kingdom, but look how she acting.
Mm.
Look what she is she imitating your love now? And God is whispering, my goodness, glory to God. The Holy Ghost is whispering, Kathy, I've got to give you some hush mouth grace. Because you're talking too much, you're saying stuff we wouldn't say. And so what? You're not being an imitator of us. You're not operating in our likeness right now, Kathy.
Okay.
And if I got to go a little further, Kathy, that's not love. God didn't send you to be darkness in a dark world. He sent us to be the light.
Yes.
Yeah. I told a lady today, two ladies were saying how much they're going to miss me, and they were saying all kind of stuff to me, and I'm looking at them, and I said, y'all my little match. Y'all that little light in a darkened place. And then the one lady looked at me and go, why we got to be a match? Why can't we be a full-blown lamp? I said, have you ever been in a dark room and lit a match? It doesn't take much light to illuminate where there's darkness.
Mm-hmm.
My
Amen.
Goodness, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It takes a
That's
whole
right.
lot of darkness to put out the light.
Yep.
But
yep.
it doesn't take much light to illuminate where there's darkness.
Amen.
He said, well, since you put it that away, I'll be a match. My goodness, glory to God.
Glory to God.
God is trying to tell us. He is somebody that says, well, you know in the Bible, when he said, I paid my tithes, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. And God is saying, and I never heard you say you did it in love. If you do it for recognition, that's not love. If you do it so you come back and say, well, I did this for you and I did that, right? That's not love. If you do it and no one knows you did it and you just did it and walked on about your business, and then later on you did something else to somebody, nobody knows that you did it, and you did something else and you might have came and just gave somebody something, nobody knows. God knows.
Amen.
And that's the only one that needs to know, because he said, what you do in your secret closet,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to reward you for in the open.
Yes.
I heard one of the pastors on TV says that he just stepped out into the limelight. And everybody's like, oh, wow, how he just going to pop out? Ain't nobody knowing him, and he just going to pop out. And then all of a sudden, boom, he all big and got 5,000 followers and all this stuff. And he said, but they wasn't with me in the dark room.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody knows those old cameras, they know that it used to be you take a picture and then you got to go in the dark room and keep it dark in there until the picture comes to the surface. And you can't let no light come in there. You in complete darkness until the picture gets, oh my goodness, glory to God, until the picture gets developed. So yeah. I was in a lot of dark areas being developed. Wow. And now you're seeing me being rewarded in the open for what I suffered for in the dark.
Amen.
And I looked at him. I said, shut your mouth, because I'm about to be rewarded. Because I done had a black eye. I done had to put my leg in a crutch. My arm was in a sling. Come on now. I said, oh, I know what you're talking about. He said, so when I step out in the scene where y'all could see me, and I got 5,000 followers in this big old church, you got to ask yourself, what did he go through in the darkness?
That's right.
Before he got developed.
Come on now, preach.
He
yes.
took a whole lot of somethings that we didn't know about.
That's right.
Because God has said, you suffer in the dark, I'll reward you in the light.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. I said, oh, God, you know I love you. You know I love you because I done took so many beats. Right now my mouth all jacked up. And today I went to work. I don't even know how it happened. Went to work today. Ain't put on nail, body, lipstick. All I had was some of that oil on my lip. My lips was redder than red.
Mm.
And so one of the guys looked at me. He said, ooh, I see it now. You know what I said to him?
Mm.
I said, blessed is he that don't have to see it, but yet he believes.
Amen.
And he looked at me and just really, as he didn't understand why my lips look red now and they haven't been looking red all this time. It's just as surely as he didn't even understand. I just quoted scripture. But he went, oh, well, I can see it now, because he kind of blew it off because he didn't understand what I was saying.
Mm.
Why? Because it's straight to them that don't belong to him. I said, blessed are those that don't have to see to believe it. You shouldn't have to see my pain to know I'm in pain if my lips are saying I'm in pain. But you got to
yeah.
see me in pain.
That's
you
right.
got to see evidence that I'm in
Some
pain.
Some people do.
Yeah.
Some people do.
To know that I'm in, you need to see me all blistered up and everything to know that I've got damaged nerve. You need to see that.
Hmm.
But guess what? I don't need you to see. God sees.
That's
and
right.
he knows.
Yes, he does.
I don't want to every doctor. Went to the doctor the other day. That man told me, he said, you weren't supposed to come to me first. You're supposed to get blood work first. I said, you the neurologist. I'm supposed to see. No, no. And then he said, she's going to take care of you, because he was passing through and I tried to grab him. Because I said, you got a couple of people that already canceled their appointment. So I was wondering if I could just squeeze in there. Because all I need you to do is see the nerve damage in my lip and my chin. And he said, well, did you get your blood work? And I said, no. He said, they were supposed to schedule you for blood work, and then you can come to the neurologist. He said, but she's going to help you right there. And he went on through the – I said, well, I was just – and he walked on through the door like, you can't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go through all of them before you can get back here to see me, the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm paying my money for the doctor who has been to school to tell me what is wrong with me. But I can't see you until I go to all these people that don't know nothing about me. They don't even know. Like the lady she was telling the other lady about. She says, well, numbness or something in her lip. I said, numbness or something in my lip? I never said numbness. I said it's tingling and there's itching and there's burning in my lips and in my chin. I said, and to you guys, it may not seem to be an emergency, but when you deal with this kind of pain on a daily basis for the past 8 months, you want to get some serious healing. And she looked at me and said, it's been 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
Asked to say, so you come in here now and you had it for 3 months? No, I've been going to doctors. I just haven't been getting any answers. And so they scheduled me for the blood and all this. And I heard her say, wow, she's not here. She's not. So we got three cancellations. I said, can you let me get in on one of them? I'm already here. She said, oh, no, because we got to do paperwork and all of this, and you, it's a process. And you know what I thought? I'm so glad that whenever I need to see God, I don't got to go through any of you. All I got to do is say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I need to see you. And guess what? Mm-hmm. The Spirit of God will whisper back to me, Kathy, I'm here. What do you need? Mm-hmm. Come on now. Ain't no hour, ain't no 15 minutes, ain't no 2 weeks waiting. Soon as it gets out of my mouth, and it's not even all the way out of my mouth, he said, Kathy, I'm here. What do you need? But see, because we don't hear him saying, Kathy, I'm here. What do you need? Right? Mm-hmm. When you feel that stillness, that unction in your spirit, that God said, I'm here. You've got to know how he speaks to you. He's not a human being.
That's
he's a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a feeling in your spirit when his presence, oh my goodness, glory to God. You've got to feel it in your spirit when you know that his presence is nearby. And he said, I'm here, Kathy. What do you need?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
How many people see God doing things and this is happening over here and this is happening over there? And they'll stand up and say, oh, I hear you, God. God ain't saying nothing. He did something.
Right.
But what they see, they respond by saying, I hear you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going by what he just did.
Amen.
To say, I hear what you're saying to me, Lord. I hear you now.
Oh, yes.
Come on, man. I looked at this message in God's saying, and I'm going to try to bring it in for a close. He says that we're supposed to be imitators. We're not imitating God. I know right now he want to take a you know how they used to do in the schools back in the day? And every time you misbehave, they take the ruler and slap you on the hand. Or open up your hand, and they give you one, two slaps in the hand, and it was okay. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was okay if you got length in the hand for being unruly, right? Yes. Nowadays, kids be like, you ain't my mama. I'm going to tell my mama you don't, you don't put no hands on me. Mm-hmm. And that's the same kid that's at home cussing at the mother, won't do what the mother said. Care less about the mother. Why? Because, help me, Holy Ghost, I got to say it. You're right, I got to say it. He said, go ahead, say it. That's because we were supposed to train up a child in the way they should go. Then they would know.
That's
but if
right.
you don't train them up, they turn around and turn against you.
Yes,
and what
do.
Put you to sin? For lack of upbringing. I went around and I'll use Apostle Dubose. I was around Apostle Dubose for maybe 2 hours. She said, what was your pastor name? I said, ma'am, because you know, I brought up in a time where you don't disrespect. Number one, you don't disrespect your elders. Number two, you don't disrespect anybody in position in the church. Because they're representing Christ. You're not respecting them. You're respecting the position they're holding.
That's right.
And I said, ma'am. And she said, what's your pastor name? And I said, Dr. Gonzalez. She said, And I wanted to say, what's with that And then she started doing her little walk. She said, sister. And I said, ma'am. And, she, you know, there was a pause in there. And I said, I can't say nothing. I got to wait till she come back around with what she's trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
She said, sister, you have some awesome teachers. I didn't have to look at her and say, how you know? Because the student will never be greater than the teacher. The teacher will never be greater than the one that sent them. That's what God said. But he was in Jesus' body when he opened his mouth and said it. But he was still God.
That's right.
He said, you guys can't be greater than me. I'm the teacher. And I can't be greater than the one. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. No, that is accountability.
Yes.
We are going to be accountable.
Mm-hmm.
for how we love on one another.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
We think it's okay the way we treat one another.
No.
Sometimes I look at people and I go, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And these people that I can see, God can see billions of people disappointing him every day.
Every.
And get this, I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about his people.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because he said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, turn away from their wicked ways. Well, it's wicked when you don't see, when you don't love on others. You can't speak to them. You can't help them. You see somebody get ready to get hurt. You don't want them. Hey, your car's coming. You, oh, wow, they didn't see that car?
Okay.
I was watching, and I'm trying to come in for a close. I was watching Sunday yesterday on TV, and you had Cuba, whatever his name is, the big fat dude. I can't think of his name. But him and Epps, the tall, skinny dude in Friday, if you ever seen the movie Friday, the girl was keying Epps' car, and his cousin was looking out the door going, what is she doing? And he didn't even call to his cousin to tell him. He said to the uncle, what are you doing? And the uncle said, she keying his car. And they sitting there looking at her. So when Epps, the little skinny one, come down, he said, what's going on? He said, what's she out there doing? He looked up. And I'm watching up laughing because he said it's so funny. But the reality is that's what we do. We stand by when we see somebody doing wrong and we don't say anything. We're too afraid. Ain't none of my business. I'm not in that. You are in that. If God allows you to turn your head so you can see, now you're in it.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And when you step before the throne and you say, God, I did this, I did that, I did this, he said, yeah, I understand. You did all of that. But you stepped away from your first love. How? Because when you didn't do it for them, you didn't do it for me. When you didn't give it to them, you didn't give it to me. And when you didn't help them, you did not help me. You didn't love them. You didn't love me. And that's what he says in his word. He said, when I was in prison, you didn't come and visit me. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me no water. When I was hungry, you didn't feed me. So what he's saying is, if you didn't do it for them, you didn't do it for me. Because here's the thing. When I told you to love one another, I didn't mean in words, oh, yeah, I love you. He said, I got to love you. I love you. No. If you never said a mumbling word to me, your action would have told me that you love me.
That's right.
And that's all we need.
Mm-hmm.
He said, love on one another. He didn't even say you got to tell them that you love them. He said, love on one another.
That's right.
Show them that you love them.
Because
if I tell you today I love you and tomorrow I'm doing things to hurt you, you don't love me.
Nope.
Come on now. And God is saying, I don't want you to tell them the definition of love. I want you to tell them the definition of true love. Because when you tell them the definition of true love, you're talking about my love. Amen? God bless you guys.
Wow, that was awesome. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Yeah. And before we have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction, we like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word. Area code 623271, God bless you. How were you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen?
Amen. God bless you. Yes, I've especially needed to hear that message today. Sometimes we forget who we are Mm-hmm. And we need to be reminded of who we are and who we serve and not be so focused on trying to impress the world. So it was a powerful message for me.
Amen. Amen. Be to God. God bless you and thank you. 619-955, God bless you. How were you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
Amen. God bless you. I truly needed this word today after a hectic work closing out in the fiscal year 2021 at work. I truly needed this word. It was refreshing to my soul and to some situations going on, but I truly thank and praise God for the word that came forth on this evening.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Truly, it was a beautiful word, and I think this day we all needed to hear this word of the definition of true love, because you can't just tell a person that, oh, I love you, and you don't show them how much you love them, then it beats the purpose. Amen? So at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to come and give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I need to ask Sissy, are you ready with the song or no?
No, ma'am, not today, but soon.
I knew she was going to come back. You know, one of these days, she's just going to bust out with one line for us. She's just going to sing one line. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
When I love the fact that she says, I'm not ready, I'm not ready, I'm not ready. And she's not just trying to sing, because when she opens her mouth, she doesn't sing, she ministers. So I thank God she's allowing God to bring her right into that right moment, and
Amen.
It'll be right on time. So we thank God
mm-hmm.
for her. That's my sister in California. She talk about the definition of love. This girl sent me a package that made me want to fall out. I said, I thought she was going to send me some bubble gum or lollipop. She sent me one for the store. So we bless God for all the love everybody's been showing me. You know what
Amen.
I mean? Not opening your mouth saying I love you, but the love that you've shown. And I'm still sitting here in awe saying, God, I have no idea why anyone would do this for me, but I'm grateful. I am forever grateful, forever grateful. And even on today, as I minister to the coworker, she's on the other line, and I ministered to her, and I'm looking at her, and I said, what you say now? I'm talking to her while God is talking to me. And God said, you think you came here for you? You didn't come here for you. You came here for her. See, this is what we forget. Sometimes we thinking every time we get a whole bunch of money, we get blessed or whatever. Ooh, look what God did for me. And God is saying, that wasn't for you.
Mm-mm.
That was for them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for them. Why?
Yes.
Because you're not there at night when I hear them crying and I hear them calling out my name. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. What am I doing? Why is this happening? And he says, help is on the way. I'm sending you somebody.
Amen. Amen.
And your spirit is going to attest that's the one, and that's the one you need to embrace. Yeah. We get so caught up thinking God is blessing us that we forget, because watch out now, watch this. When Jesus came and people were falling at his feet and giving him this and giving him that, and he wouldn't accept anything. He was hungry. He was thirsty, but he didn't accept anything, and they were falling at his feet. Come on now. You know when pastors are up there and people get to praising them and falling at their feet, they lose their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't lose his mind. Why? Because he said, this wasn't for me. This was for you.
Mm-hmm.
My father didn't send you guys to come and glorify me. He sent me to glorify him by taking care of you.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So we forget that, and we need to be reminded God is not blessing us for us. He's
That's
blessing
right.
us to be mm-hmm. a blessing.
Amen.
And as we bless
yes.
others, before we could turn around good, he'd be done re-blessed us again.
Mm-hmm.
The more you give, mm-hmm. the more you receive. That is true, because every time you give it out, he turns around and gives you back some more.
Absolutely.
We thank God today that God is reminding us, get back to showing true love. You ain't got to open your mouth and tell nobody you love them. Just show them.
That's right.
That's what Jesus did. He showed us.
Mm-hmm.
He showed us how to love one another. I might not like what you do. You think Jesus like everything we do? No.
Oh.
I know he don't like everything I do.
Absolutely
not. But he still loves us.
Mm-hmm.
He still loves us, and he shows us that every day.
Yes.
He shows us that every day. Even with this affliction on my lip, I can still say he shows us every day how much he loves us. He shows
Absolutely.
Us. He shows
Absolutely.
Us. And he wants to show you and you and you, all of you that have not accepted Christ in your life yet. He wants to show you how much he loves you. But he needs you to do something for him. He needs you to say, Father God, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus came and died on the cross for my sins. Come into my life. I want to make you my Lord and Savior. And then, God, lead me to a good household of faith where I can grow into the knowledge of who you are, and I can start walking in your likeness. And then I can really love on others as soon as I find out how to do it.
Yes.
I want to be more like you. And he's saying, what took you so long? I've been waiting on you. Come on in here. And you said, well, wait a minute, Lord. I did this, 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 and that, and this, and that. He said, and you telling who? I seen you do it before you did it.
Mm-hmm.
Now get that all out your mind, because I've already taken it all and thrown in the sea of forgetfulness.
Amen.
All I see is my beautiful creation.
Come
Whether
on.
You're tall, mm-hmm. short, deep, skinny, it
Thank
does not matter.
Lord.
I see
Thank
beauty
you.
In front of me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And
God.
You're giving your life to Christ. That's a sweet smelling savior unto Ooh. His nostril.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. After all, it's always been about bringing souls to Christ. It's not his desire that any should perish. He doesn't care about what you've done. He saw you doing it before you did it. And he
yes.
still got his arms open up, ready to hug on you, ready to love on you, ready to lead and guide you into all righteousness.
Amen.
If you let him.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to find a good household of faith. You know what they taught me a long time ago? They said if you go to a church, and you find that you can't respect that pastor, you need to step off because you're not going to learn from that pastor.
Mm.
You got to find one that you respect. And the one that you respect is the one that's being found pleasing in the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Father God, for all that you have done, all the love you've shown us, all the love you're showing us, all the love you continue. Oh, my goodness, because you go ahead of us. And you prepare a place for every last one of us. You open doors that we didn't even see a door there. Thank you, God. You've allowed every beating we've had to take to be a lesson learned.
Yes.
You allowed all of that we went through to help mature us, to help grow us up. So now, my goodness, so now we would be able to digest the meat you have for us.
Yes.
After all, you are the bread of life.
Yes,
and we
you
thank
are.
You for all that you're doing, for all that you're going to do, for all that you've already done for all of us, oh God. We're not just thanking you for ourselves, no more selfish prayers. We're thanking you for others that were in need just like we were. We're
yes.
thanking you for what you're doing for the Israelites. We got to remember to lift up the Israelites because, my goodness, they were the chosen ones. God says every time we pray, we got to remember them. We got to remember other nations.
Yeah.
We got to remember other
yeah.
families. We got to remember other sons and daughters that
yeah.
don't have mothers. And the step-parents are not loving on them the way they should.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He says we've got to remember if we are to be the light in this world, the salt of the earth, we've got to show them what the love of God looks like.
Yes. Praise God.
Don't become like the world. So God is trying to get them to become like him. And he's using us to do that. We've got to be demonstrators of his love. Not perpetrators, demonstrators. Yeah. we got to really show the world what the love of God looks like. We
Amen.
Thank you for all that you've done, God. Thank you for all that you're going to do. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you because you saw fit in me. I don't know if you know how, but you saw fit to use me. You saw fit to use Bobby. You saw fit to use Linda. You saw fit to use Doreen. You saw fit to use Leslie. You saw fit to use Evangelist Hilda. You saw fit to use Bishop Tutu. And thank you, God. Because when the world can't see our goodness, you see it.
Yes, Lord.
And thank you for every platform you've given us to demonstrate your love. We won't take
thank
it
you,
lightly
Jesus.
Anymore. We are going to do all that we know how with your help, oh God, to demonstrate your love to others. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You. We love you. We honor and adore you. We ask that you continue to bless every household under the sound of my voice, oh God. Continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go, and you and only you will
yes.
always get the glory. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda. God bless you guys. Love you.
Amen. We also want to thank our callers, 623-584. God bless each and every one of you for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. So you have a blessed and a peaceful and happy evening. We love you and thank you for tuning in to another episode.
God bless you guys. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in.
Love you too. Have a good one. And we are going out on All Belongs to You. Praise be to God. Good night, everybody. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.